Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's Patrick O'Dowd.
You straight punk bitch!
I mean, you're just gonna replace me.
Shut up!
Brandon Morales,
the biggest slut in the Western Hemisphere!
Why do I have to have a buzzer?
And Greg DeMarco.
You are now and will forever be an asshole.
Because it's my show.
And I love you, Greg.
You guys know how to party.
You're welcome.
What is up? A beautiful Tuesday night, Tuesday, February the 11th, 2025. My name is Greg DeMarco, and this is another edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. Actually, it's not. I'm just kidding. Why? Because neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night, nor sickness stays this man from the devout completion of his appointed podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I would say back from the dead, but he's kind of still dead. But he's here. He's here for you. It is the one and only Patrick O'Dowd.
Thank you for having me back, Greg, on your podcast. Appreciate it. Feel special being a guest on the show today, this week.
I don't have a guest, right? Welcome. I don't have the applause that you guys have on Bandwagon Nerds. I can't lead you in the... In fact, it's like, I'm like Patrick O'Dowd, and then it's like...
Exactly. No pop.
You should use that for Bandwagon Nerds. I'll send you that one. I've done some work since you haven't been here.
That's good.
I got some pod... These solo episodes have been quite the banger.
After banger! After banger! After fire!
While you've been at home coughing right. Like a little
bitch.
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 Bitch!
I got a new one of those.
Struggling. Oh dear. I'm already struggling to get the timing on the cough button correct.
And you'll get
that time I thought I hit it and then coughed into it.
It's all people know. Mark,
very kind to let me know I was muted while I was having a coughing attack. And I was like, yes, that's the point.
Thank you, Skype.
It's been a journey, man. And I knew you'd be fine podcasting by yourself because that's how you started this whole shindig. I remember
Oh,
Greg
God.
DeMarco sitting, playing a, play, like, I don't remember how long these solo pods would go.
Probably that same.
I remember those early day sound bites of, like, Homer Simpson saying something. I can't even remember what it was.
Well, I remember my co-host. I had the fake co-host, the producer. Furman was his name. And he had a different last name every week for like the 4 weeks that I did it. So
there was that.
I should have brought Furman back.
You nailed one hell of an interview though back in your solo
days. I had three interviews back in my solo days.
I remember the Xavier, not Xavier Woods at the time, but you interviewed Xavier Woods.
Austin, what the hell was his last name?
Austin Creed.
Austin Creed, yep. We did Austin Creed. We had Gabe Sapolsky. And then we did, who the fuck was it? Well, Rick Skaia, of course, we talked about a few months ago. He's passed away of Online Onslaught fame. He and I did one. I think there might have been a fourth person who I can't remember. I wish I still had those, but I don't. I worked hard on those, man. I worked way harder on those than I do on these. Because I had no fucking clue what I was doing, and it was solo. And then I happened to listen to, it was solo. While you've been gone, Jacob Fatu has been my co-host. So
it's been very nice of
Jacob to come in and make sure that we all
acknowledge solo.
And not just me, but everybody.
The whole world will acknowledge solo.
And now we have a bunch of new sound bites that go down that because I started making sound bites and then at that point I was just taking it all.
Exactly, no pop.
Which is what Solo gets nowadays.
No pop. Hey, Ricky Stark showed up today.
Did he?
NXT, yep.
Oh, why the fuck did you ruin it for me? It's all good.
Oh, I forgot you actually watch NXT.
I love you. I love NXT. I
love you.
NXT. Like, that's me. Like,
I love you.
NXT. It's going to be a soundbite next week. Watch. That's good, though. Good for Ricky Stark. You know, I love me some Ricky Starks. Like, love me some Ricky Starks. Like, now, all right, I don't know if I've ever really told these stories. You know, I booked Ricky Starks. I claim to fame, right? Ricky Starks versus Alex Hammerstone, 2016, 500 and some people in Phoenix. Like just an amazing indie event that we put on, for PHX Wrestling and didn't pan out in the end, but things have worked out okay for me in the world of wrestling. So I'm good with it now. But Ricky was just, I mean, it's so funny when I hear things like Ricky's turning down creative, Ricky this, Ricky that. Ricky, for being in Austin, Texas, 8 or 12 hours away from whatever, from Phoenix, Arizona, was literally one of the easiest people I've ever dealt with. Like, loved everything, came out. And honestly, at the time, so was Alex Hammerstone. Like, he offered to put Ricky over since he was coming in Arizona for the first time. And that's not what we did creatively. We had Alex go over, but Ricky was great to deal with in the angle that we were doing with him. He actually was booked for Evolve the night before the event that you came out to, in October of that year. And so we flew Ricky in from Orlando and he was willing to fly in from Orlando so he could make the date. Cause he obviously was going to do Evolve. Right. And then it was Fipno's Evolve. And it was just a dark match. It was like an opening. Like, it wasn't anything major, but this was 2016, Ricky Starks. And then to drive back to Austin with the crew who drove out from Austin. Like, just so easy to deal with. There was a whole situation with his match that night involving his opponent that I won't go into. But he was, like, purely professional in every way that he handled it. So, good for Ricky. Everybody was saying Ricky should go directly to the main roster. I disagreed. I thought he should go to NXT. Not because, and again, this is what people don't understand about NXT, Patrick, and I've tweeted about this recently, or maybe commented on Facebook. I don't fucking know. These days, it's just as much about talent needing NXT as it is about NXT needing the talent. And I'm not saying because they're losing talent, they're getting called up to the main roster. They have a legitimate television deal. Like, this show matters now. And honestly, I don't think it's talked about enough. just how great WWE has been at balancing NXT, the TV show, with NXT, the developmental show. You know, yeah, they have Legends and Future Greats, which debuts on Sunday, which, by the way, if you're listening, is my birthday. So hook me up with a sweatshirt or whatever you want to give me. You know, I like to go to comedy shows and maybe some wrestling, but not really. You don't even give me wrestling. But it's more for NXT. Like, unless you have some random spot, you can just insert Ricky Starks in on the main roster, which would need to be opened up by injury, suspension, whatever. And even then, you're going to piss off all these people who are sitting there waiting for a spot. Send him to NXT, not for his sake, but for NXT's sake. Probably on a main roster deal, right? Just like Jordan Grace. And then let him go from there. Plus, it's going to beef up your Vengeance Day, which is this Saturday. It's going to beef up Stand and Deliver. Now they just added Roadblock, which is going to be in March. It makes perfect sense for me for Ricky Starks, Jordan Grace. Go to NXT until the time is right. Otherwise, we're going to be bitching that they're being wasted on the main roster. So I'm down. I'm excited. Even though I already know that it happened now that you mentioned it, I probably would have seen it at some point anyway, or would have heard it from somebody else. There's another person in Orlando, Florida, who loves to tell me everything that's going on in wrestling. But it's, I'm excited for Ricky Starks. Good for Ricky Starks. Good for everybody. If Aleister Black shows up again soon, like, I'm excited for that. I loved Aleister Black when he was in WWE. If Rusev shows up, I don't know what's going to happen with Rusev, but I know he's out there too. This wasn't even on the agenda for this week, but I'm excited. You didn't watch AEW so much, so you're less familiar with a Ricky Starks than you are with a Rusev and probably an Aleister Black, but still familiar with Ricky Starks. You met the guy, you were there live.
Right.
What are your thoughts in terms of him and just this opportunity in general, these three people who just finally, in air quotes, got their release, got freed from AEW?
Right. I think I'm most excited about Ricky Starks because I've seen the least of Ricky Starks. And it's so, for someone like me who's not as, hold on a sec.
There's the coughing.
Exactly. No pop.
No pop.
So well, that's the new cough button. That's the new cough button for you.
All right. I appreciate it. I've heard of the talent. I know about the talent. I'd like to see the talent. I think I'm excited to see what Sean does with him in NXT to start. And, you know, if there's one thing that we often criticized our favorite wrestling show, not WWE, AEW, is that there was always a lot of guys with fits and starts.
Yeah.
And nothing really, like, you'd have a big story for Ricky Starks, that story would end, and then what was next never seemed to be there.
Yeah.
And they do that with all kinds of members of their talent. And
especially the ones who they pair with Chris Jericho.
Right. And so when that happens, you wonder what can happen when somebody's given a consistent ball to run with. And so that's what I really hope to see. You know, we've seen Miro and Aleister Black, in the WWE before. I'm sure they'll get a fun repackage and some stuff to do, but they excite me about as much as when Andrade came back, if that makes sense. And that's not a knock on them and their talent. I'm not as intrigued by their return as I am for a debut.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, it's of the three, I would totally understand being more excited about Ricky Stark than the other two. I'm excited about Aleister Black because when I went to the Royal Rumble in 2019, fantasy booking by Greg DeMarco was like, let him win and strap the rocket to him because he was that over and he's that good in the ring. I hope he can come in and just have a hell of a career in WWE. I know it's so, there's just so loaded right now with talent. It's difficult. I talked about this on the solo show a couple weeks ago. I came up with a WrestleMania card and I got to like 18 matches, like real legitimate WrestleMania matches with who they have on the, and like, I'm not talking about That wasn't even using the likes of like Chad Gable and people like that. Like these were all champions and top flight people. You got four matches right now at WrestleMania. Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, CM Punk versus Logan Paul, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, and Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre, which we might talk about later. Those are four matches that could be for world titles at WrestleMania. Don't involve a title at all. Like, that's unheard of. Plus, you've got all these championships. So, yeah, it's absurd. There's an article I'm going to write that I'm not going to spoil the surprise right now, but people are going to hate it. But I think it's worthwhile. So, yeah, good for them, man. Good for Ricky Starks. I can't wait to watch now and see it take place. So, hopefully the world will see Ricky Starks on that grander scale, because he is one. There was I don't know if it was an Instagram reel or if it was a YouTube video or what, but it was like Ricky Starks' greatest moments or whatever. How great is Ricky Starks? Something like that. But it was all promo stuff from him mashed together. And it's just, you forget how good he was and how great he developed into, you know, a promo guy. So, yeah, good for him. Good for Ricky Starks. I'm excited to see it when it happens. So, cough button.
Exactly. No pop.
I didn't even need the cough button right there because I was talking, but it works. So, all right. So I've got some different topics that I want to talk to Patrick O'Dowd about today in the time that we have. So let's play a quick commercial break and then we'll come back and I might jump around on the topics and try to maximize the ones that we have, because there's definitely one or two that I really want to hear from Patrick on. That I didn't get to do over the past couple of weeks. I didn't carry topics over. I still talked about them without you, but there's really one or two that I definitely want to get your take on, because they're right in your wheelhouse. Not in terms of your wheelhouse because of the subject, in terms of your wheelhouse because of how you feel about things like this. So let's go to commercial. We'll be right back with more on this here program, the Greg DeMarco.
I love you solo,
but not solo show.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's all about good taste at Penn Station East Coast Subs. Choose from our starting lineup, our classic Italian, served cold or hot, our mouthwatering Philly cheesesteak, fresh cut fries, fresh squeezed lemonade, and that oh so gooey fresh baked cookie made right in front of you on our flat top grill. Ask about our party sub trays to feed the team. Now you're hungry. What are you waiting for? Ordering online is an easy layup. Visit penn-station.com or walk into your nearest Penn Station East Coast Subs today. Taste the difference.
All right, we are back from our commercial. Make sure we're actually recording. We may have taken a pause. Patrick O'Dowd may have gone to get a tissue, some new water. Just what you got to do. Patrick O'Dowd is sacrificing for the people, because everyone knows that when Patrick and Greg come together, it ain't nothing but banger.
After banger! After banger! After banger!
Exactly, no pop.
All right, so Patrick O'Dowd, I have some different varying topics to talk to you about today, and I'm going to cover them more in priority order just in case you become under the weather. Topic number one that I want to talk about, and this list has been emailed to you if you need to see it or not, but recently it came out that the WWE applied for or registered trademarks for some new names. And you know the internet loves them some wrestler names. So
because, you know, the internet's stupid. So I actually have the list right here. Let me drop the old list in the old Skype chat for you. So these are the names that WWE has apparently registered. Obviously for new talent, could be wrestlers, could be broadcasting talent, who knows, right? But most likely wrestlers, that's what they have the most of. I'm just going to run down the list real quick and you know, you can guess how the internet reacted to some of these names. So we have Osiris Griffin, Hayes Jameson, Trill London, personal favorite, Harley Riggins, which could be a big star, Summer Sorrell, Jax Presley, which is underrated in my opinion, Mason Holiday, spelled M-A-S-Y-N, Draco Knox, again, underrated. You're shaking your head no. I like it. Tate Wilder, Braxton Cole, Chantel Monroe, and what might have you, and Aria Bennett. Those are the names that WWE has got that one, yeah. The exact opposite of...
Exactly, no pop.
That was, in fact, a banger.
After banger! After banger!
Yes, gentlemen, thank you. You liked that one, didn't you? That was good. That was good shit. That was such good shit. I don't have the such good shit one, but yeah, that's... I appreciate that. I made myself laugh with that one.
Acknowledge me.
So you've got the names. You see them on your Skype feed. What do you think about the names? And can you guess how the internet reacted to this?
I'm assuming they were particularly bothered by probably Mason Holiday because of the way it's spelled. I could see them making fun of Braxton Cole. You know, that delightfully generic name of your accountant. Hayes Jameson, I could see being another one. And Trill London, those would be the ones that would be particularly what I would assume the IWC went like, these are stupid names. You're going to ruin somebody that we love by saddling them with this name, even though that's just not how it works. Seth Rollins' career was ruined.
And that was one of the points that I made in talking about this on a Facebook post. First of all, but you were talking about the different names. The entire list, Patrick O'Dowd, the entire list.
Exactly. No pop.
That's how the internet responded. Because WWE came up with them. If this were a list of AEW talent names, they would be...
I love you, Solo!
Tony, because they'd say these names were amazing because it's AEW. Jordan Grace, by the way, literally retweeted the article that talked about the names, literally just said, I'll take Trill London. Thank you. Like, it's so brilliant. Cause obviously she's just going to be Jordan Grace. It just cracks me up the way people worry about these names. You were right. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose, when they appeared as the Shield and Michael Cole was like, oh my God, that's Seth Rollins. The internet fucking hated those names. All three of them, they thought those names were terrible. All three have had Hall of Fame careers since then. Even Dean Ambrose, John Moxley, like they've all had Hall of Fame careers. Dean Ambrose was a WWE World Champion before he left the company. All right, obviously Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns, we know what they've accomplished in WWE, and Dean Ambrose has accomplished. He's the biggest star AEW's ever had at this point. Like, take it or leave it. Like, that's what he is, and that is an accomplishment. So, and you know, granted, he's John Moxley now, and he was John Moxley when we saw him years ago at Dragon Gate. And I had lunch with somebody on Saturday, a promoter that I can tell you about off air, but he reminded me he was at the Dragon Gate show in Phoenix that you and I went to in 2010. And he was like, Moxley was on that show. I was like, oh crap, I forgot that John Moxley wrestled on that show. Like, because I thought we'd never seen him before. Of course, we also met Seth Rollins that weekend. Mr. Happy to be there. But yeah, well, Jerry Lynn was Mr. Happy to be there, but Seth Rollins is also happy to be there. But the biggest example I want to give, it's a more recent example. Bron Breakker.
Oh yeah.
That's a terrible name. It is honestly a terrible name for like, especially when he could have been a Steiner, right? Like he could have been a Steiner. They could have worked something out with Scott Steiner, who owns the name. Those guys are in the Hall of Fame now. He could have been a Steiner. Bron Breakker is on his way to becoming a huge star, especially coming out of the Royal Rumble and how viral he got with the spear on iShowSpeed. Bron Breakker is a machine, and Bron Breakker is going to headline multiple WrestleManias, WrestleManiae, in his career with the name Bron Breakker. All right. Draco Knox might main event multiple WrestleManias. We don't know. You know why? Because it's the performer, not the name. Like you can get anything over. Now, are some people blessed with Trick Williams and a theme song that has Whoop That Trick piped in? Which, by the way, you weren't on the show because of Solo Show. That's the biggest mistake of the entire Royal Rumble, is not having Trick Williams in it. Because you would have had 70,000 people chanting Whoop That Trick, and a star is born at that point. Star is born, great phrase, terrible movie. Don't watch it. It's A Star is Born falls in that City of Angels, Pay It Forward movie where I hate it because of the ending. But Trick Williams, great name. But Bron Breakker, like, again, terrible name. But look at him. Everyone loves Bron Breakker. Everyone wants to see Bron Breakker awesome. Be successful. Yeah. Like, it's just,
looks
you know.
Like $1 million.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty good persona.
Yeah.
Like his interactions with Adam Pearce.
Remember, looks like Rick, talks like Scott. Like, that was the ongoing thing. Works like both of them. Like, talking about my literal greatest tag team of all time, usually, because I change. And he wrestles like them both. Like, that's Bron Breakker for you. So I just can't, you know, I can't buy into the name hate in WWE because any performer is going to overcome. Like, and if the name doesn't work, they'll change it. Again, Gunther. Remember when they changed Walter to Gunther?
Yep.
Talk about your accountant. Walter is your accountant. Gunther is like your commander. So, like, literally, it's insane to think that. And Gunther himself said it in an interview. Had they gone from Gunther to Walter, people would say that Walter sucks as a name and he should be Gunther. So it was just people not wanting to deal with change.
I hear you. Yeah, it's a tale as old as time. And this is a bunch of people getting mad about nothing for people that haven't even been designated yet.
Yeah, we don't even know if these people exist yet. If any of them ever get used. Okay, let me ask you this question, Patrick O'Dowd. You might have remembered this news bite, but you might not, but because it's not quite a year old now, but will be soon. Jacob Fatu was originally going to be called Cesar Sikoa. Oh. They trademarked the name Cesar or Cesar Sikoa for Jacob Fatu. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Had they called him Cesar Sikoa, he'd be just as over as he is right now.
Yeah.
Like, and it would have been a great angle, honestly, to have Solo change the man's name right there in front of everyone. Like, talk about when he made him his right-hand man, he makes him bend out and whatever. You change his name, that talk about a heel heat, and then he would own it because he's the performer. His spot in the Rumble was just amazing. Like, the dude is just money, and he's got every intangible that you can't ever teach. And the crazy thing, he's so wild and crazy that he can literally do anything and it works. And it has nothing to do with the fact that his name is Jacob Fatu. It's we're associating that name with the greatness of the performer. And that's what happens with Seth Rollins, right? Everybody with Tyler Black, you know, Dean Ambrose, Jon Moxley. Like, we associated the greatness of the performer with the name. If you need a name to get, it's like the entrance theme issue right now that everybody's talking about. The theme suck, blah, 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 blah. Like, you say the theme suck, but then we have, you know, this badass theme for Solo Sikoa. Like.
Exactly. No pop.
It's not the music. It's the performer. It's not the name. It's the performer. You don't associate the song with the performer or the performer with the song. You associate the song with the performer. Eventually, the song elicits that emotion. But it doesn't elicit the emotion because of the song. It elicits the emotion because if Randy Orton sucked, his theme song wouldn't be as amazing. But he's Randy Orton.
Right.
You know, everyone was all excited when AJ got his old theme song back. The song ain't playing when the bell rings.
Right. It's kind of interesting, though. Like, you know, depending on the talent. Like, AJ's kept his name all the way through. He owns his trademark. He owns his logo. And they've just let him run with it. It's been fine. but that's generally the exception, not the rule these days.
Right.
Especially when bringing young guys in. The other thing, it's when trying to have ownership of names, I've learned this. It's actually a lot of work.
Yeah.
That list probably took a lot of work because there are certain laws regarding name, image, and likeness and people within a certain radius that you can't, like,
yeah,
like you can't use. It's fascinating. So I don't know. I think people put too much stock in it, like you said. God.
Exactly. No pop.
Miss Terry Bollea.
Right? I mean, Hulk Hogan. Like, come on. It's Terry Bollea. Yeah. He would have been a big star because it's the performer. Again, we all hate him, but it would have been a big star because it's the person behind right. the gimmick, behind the name. And I just, when Corey Graves debuted, people were like, that's a dumb name. Like, dude should be a legendary announcer. They're not using him that way. Michael Cole, that's not even his real name. He's a different last name. Like, it's just Wade Barrett's name is Stu Bennett. Stu Bennett would be a perfectly fine name. Right? Vic Joseph used to accidentally call him Stu on commentary all the time during NXT.
Yeah, like, he did.
They just gloss over it. Like,
exactly. No pop.
Got to use the cough button for its intended purpose now. Vic Joseph is lucky that Booker T's real first name is Booker. Like, that's why he doesn't accidentally call him something else. I don't know Corey Graves' actual real name, but I doubt Vic Joseph's ever going to call him Sterling on accident during commentary. But it's just, yeah, the whole name thing is genuinely stupid, and I don't get the overreaction that we see. Speaking of overreaction, Patrick O'Dowd,
yes.
The first match has been made official for WrestleMania, and that first match is Gunther defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Jey Uso, against the Royal Rumble winner, Jey Uso, my who should win pick, who eliminated my who will win pick, John Cena, to win the Rumble. I cannot believe the amount of people who were terming Jey Uso the worst Royal Rumble winner ever and are now saying this is a dumbass WrestleMania match. Like, how is that possible?
Because they're dumb.
I mean,
they don't know what they're talking about. They haven't been paying attention to Jey Uso's career. They've ignored the audience reaction to him over the last year. They've ignored the work he's done with Gunther previously. Like, this makes nothing but sense. So why would you want to, what do you gain, noble internet wrestling community fan, by putting Jey Uso in a match with Cody Rhodes? Like, what is your hope to gain?
I don't
what
think
is
they're
the win there.
I don't think the biggest complaint is that he's not wrestling Cody. I think the biggest complaint is he's wrestling at all in one of these two matches. That they don't think Jey.
What's the big problem with that?
Like, I don't know. It's crazy. The guy main evented SummerSlam, not last year, but the year before. Like, he pinned Roman Reigns at Money in the Bank. First person to pin Roman Reigns in 4 years. Then he wrestled him at SummerSlam and had 50,000 people behind him there in Detroit. Like, guy has been on this upward trajectory for a while now. It's not like he's this overnight sensation. And if you didn't see it, Patrick, go back and watch it, because it was technically during the post show for Royal Rumble, but he's still on the floor talking to Jackie Redmond, I think, or Kathy Kelly. I don't know. He even threw out the I'm a tag guy thing. Like, this one was for all the tag guys. Like, people are calling him a tag team wrestler. Yeah, the Usos main evented WrestleMania 2 years ago, but they were solo before that at different times. And
it's just
asinine. Like, Jey Uso is literally the most over babyface in the company right now. Like, he's more over than Cody. He's more over than CM Punk. Seth Rollins is a tweener. Roman Reigns is a tweener. So it's even hard to pinpoint them. Like, he's more over than Damian Priest. It's just crazy to think he's more over than Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn might be the second highest babyface in the company right now in terms of popularity. It's just crazy to me that people think that. And again, that's why I said Jey should win the Rumble. Like, he's one of your top merch sellers. You see the crowd reaction. Yeah, it's a gimmick, right? They're waving their arms up and down because of his song. we just got done talking about people bitching about theme songs. And then you can't turn around and say that Jey Uso is all gimmick. He only has six moves. That was one of the complaints. He only has six moves. The guy he eliminated in the Royal Rumble to win is known for the five moves of Doom. Did them in the Rumble. And Jey busts out a poison Rana during the Rumble with Penta. So it's not like the dude can't work.
Can we back up to the whole theme song thing? Because didn't you just talk about how over Trick Williams is?
Yeah, because of his theme song. And people said that Trick should be called up to the main roster now.
So it's, to quote the great Daniel Bryan Danielson, fickle.
Yes.
You're fickle.
Very, very fickle. Very, very fickle. I just cannot believe the adverse reaction to Jey Uso being in a WrestleMania main event match with Gunther. It's just absurd. Now, the one complaint about that's Gunther specific for Jey Uso is that Gunther just beat him on Saturday night's main event the weekend before the Royal Rumble.
That's the point.
I know. And they had Jey come out the Raw before the Rumble, cut this promo that didn't make a whole lot of sense. It was just kind of this oddly placed. Jey Uso makes his entrance, stands on the announce desk, says he's going to win the Royal Rumble because he knows he can beat Gunther. They totally tipped their hand right there. And no one saw it. And maybe that's why Jey Uso was my who should win when I recorded the next night. Maybe subconsciously I saw that promo and was like, oh, they're telling us that he's going to win. Because they kind of did. And now he won. And look, Cena can still win Elimination Chamber and wrestle Cody. And I think that's the match they should go with. I know everybody wanted Punk in one of those matches. I talked about this last week. On the show, I had prepared this article for you. Not prepared it, but pulled it for you. There's an interview that CM Punk did where he literally was quoted in the end of the interview. They asked if he was disappointed not winning the Rumble. He says he would have booked the Rumble to be John Cena eliminate CM Punk to win the Rumble. That's how CM Punk would have booked it. But CM Punk, they asked if he was disappointed. And he's like, a younger me would have been disappointed. He says right now he thinks it's better when he loses. This is CM Punk speaking.
Yeah.
It's better when he loses. And then he said, and this is the craziest quote from CM Punk. And it just, if you didn't think the guy has changed before, this quote should do it for you now. He literally said, I'm actually afraid of me getting everything I ever dreamed of. Because then what do I have to fight for? It's like when the crazy meteoric rise of a babyface happens and then they win the title. It's like, and then what?
It's like, and now what?
It's Homicide and Ring of Honor. It's Joe Hendry right now. It's like, okay, great. Well, Trick Williams, both times he's won the NXT championship, he hasn't held it very long because it was about him winning the title. Sometimes the story, they haven't even done that much with Cody. Like, thank goodness for Kevin Owens. He really saved that Cody reign. And now he's probably going to wrestle Solo again at Elimination Chamber. Like, we don't need to see Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa again. But it's Elimination Chamber and they want Cody on the card. So I get it.
I thought Solo died.
No, he came back and attacked. Well, you were dead and sleeping. But he came back and attacked Cody Rhodes at the end of SmackDown last week. Because he's Solo Sikoa and he's taking it all. Taking it all. Settle the
score. No, I will not take that. Exactly. No pop.
So it's just crazy to me what people are saying and thinking and everything else. So, I got another one for you, Patrick O'Dowd. And it's another one that just begs on the stupidity of the internet. It's got some wrestling news mixed in because of the headline. You know, I love me a good headline, and maybe it'll be the last one we do because Patrick O'Dowd is sick. And so we want to get him to bed. I'm going to read you this headline, Patrick O'Dowd. Let me read you this headline. I love it. WWE aware of online support for Drew McIntyre amidst unpopular WrestleMania plans. With the sub-headline, WWE has seen the unhappiness from fans regarding Drew McIntyre's potential WrestleMania match. I mean, first of all, do you really think the WWE thinks that people would not get into Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest? Like, the story is literally right there from WrestleMania 40. Like, it was Damian Priest who cashed in on Drew McIntyre and took his title that he finally won after all that time. that put him in the downward spiral in his amazing feud with CM Punk. Like, this match is actually logical in the storytelling.
Right. Yeah. Storytelling be damned for, like, I know we don't like to talk about, or you don't always like to talk about other podcasts, but one of the Conrad Thompson, the two that I still listen to, I can't remember if it was Bischoff. I don't think it was Bischoff. I think it was probably JBL. Where they were talking about, if you book the way that the internet or JBL, or I'm not JBL, Dave Meltzer or the internet, because, you know, it's always a dig on Meltzer.
Right.
If you book the show that these guys want to see or think we should see, your company would be doomed to mediocrity at best and failure in the likely long run. And that's all of this sounds like. Anytime somebody's mad about a potential matchup or what's going to happen or who's going to play, who's going to take on who, it's the playlist mentality that we always talk about. And it's for people who say they want good stories in booking, they sure as shit don't know how to do it or don't know what it is and don't fucking see it when it hits them in the face. All they see is, oh my God, I want Drew McIntyre to wrestle this guy. I don't care how. And maybe that worked in the late 90s, early 2000s, right, when the Crash TV thing was a thing. But we're not there anymore. And the shows that look like they're thrown together leads people to be like, why am I watching these guys fight? What's the point? Every time I turn on AEW, like, there's at least two matches where it's like, what's the point? Why are these two people in the ring together?
Yeah, I get it. You're exactly right. And, like, what's crazy, too, is it's literally February. We have more than 2 months between now and WrestleMania 41. Plenty of time. People, even when they announced Gunther versus Jey Uso on Monday night, one of the first things I saw was, how are they going to keep this going for 10 weeks? If they announce it 4 weeks from now, people would say, why'd they wait so long? Like, people just don't want to be happy, so they won't be happy. And I think for Drew McIntyre, I don't think a lot of people had a name on their playlist for Drew McIntyre. But when Damian Priest came up, they were like, oh, I forgot about Damian Priest, because he's been kind of pushed down a little bit, right? Damian Priest is a former world champion. Damian Priest is very over, very popular.
Had a good year.
He's a main eventer for the company. Like, yeah, he's been up there doing amazing things. Like, he shared the ring with Bad Bunny multiple times, both as a partner and an opponent in WWE. Like, this is a great match. Like, it's just the internet. And like you said, you know, and one of those quotes about the fans is like, if you start booking like a fan, you'll be sitting with them, because it's you can get, giving the fans what you want is like right here, and I'm putting my hand at a certain place. Giving the fans what they never knew they wanted is up here, and that's right, like what you get sometimes, you know. And you know, when Joe Hendry in NXT, like, that was, people were clamoring for it, but still, like, there's just certain things that you never knew you wanted. When they, Jacob Fatu, like, no one was pining for Jacob Fatu.
Have you seen the thing now of people being like, maybe John Cena should take on Joe Hendry?
I've seen that, because Joe Hendry's put it out there. I do like it. But if you do it in TNA.
Bubba Dudley, I think, even was like, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
On Busted Open or something.
Yeah, do it in TNA, though. Don't do it in WWE. Do it in TNA. Right. I bet John Cena would do it. It's, you know, if his schedule allows. He's got like 30 dates of series wrestling. He's still filming something right now. Right. Like, he's trying to do everything he can for us people, and people are still complaining. Like, you know, people are like, he automatically got a spot in the Elimination Chamber because he's out filming, and he's going to be filming until it's time for Elimination Chamber. It's John Cena. Like, it's all good, right. G. Like, it's
all has good. The guy not earned it?
Obviously not. Not for wrestling fans. He hasn't won in like 3 years or whatever. Who cares? Like, oh yeah, John cares. Cena. Same thing.
They saw that graphic with him and Randy Orton.
Yeah, like, it's absurd. And that's probably going to be his last match. That or CM Punk at that Ruthless Aggression pay-per-view they have planned for January. And they'll probably keep that pay-per-view going, and it'll become a December thing, and which is good, because you can't do Saturday Night's Main Event five times a year. Sorry. You can't go retro five times a year. It's not cool when you keep doing it. Modernize that shit and do retro once a year, but that's a whole different topic. But I agree with you. Like it just makes no sense. Let's do this.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
All right, Patrick O'Dowd. Couple quick thoughts from you in terms of what some people have talked about. Obviously, we had some releases this week, 10 or 11 releases that took place from WWE. People have varying opinions about them. Not here to talk about those. One thing that jumped out at me was, and it invariably happens, somebody made the comment, why can't they wrestle anywhere for 90 days? And forgetting that, A, they're getting paid during that 90-day period, and B, it'd be nice if you lose your job if they pay you for 90 days while you're looking for another job. Sometimes you get a severance package and things work out, but everybody with Sonya Deville, right? Sonya Deville doesn't have that because her contract's just not being renewed, but everybody else has that 90-day non-compete and they are getting paid during it. Recently, during an appearance on Busted Open Radio, in fact, which you were just talking about, Indy Hartwell talked about the 90-day waiting period for her release from Indy Hartwell, by the way, someone who got to keep her name, who was in the company for years. Yep. So there you go. And here's what she had to say about the 90 days. She said, it's a lot of emotion. And I guess something that if you've been through this before and you've been through getting released, it's something that you can relate to and you go through all the emotions. I know some people feel differently about the 90 days, but I feel that 90 days was good to have because when you lose your job, you just can't think of something straight away. You need that time to go through everything. I went through all the emotions and talked to people and got advice from people. I'll skip ahead. I saw Matt Cardona tweet about being independent means everything is in your control, whether that is success or failure. And I'm excited to be in control of things now. Like, again, we all complain. I was literally going to pause to let you cough.
Exactly. No pop. Exactly. No pop. Exactly. No pop.
We literally make these decisions for the wrestlers without thinking about the wrestlers themselves sometimes. You know, some people are going to be like, Ricky Starks should be pissed off about being in NXT. Ricky Starks should do whatever the hell he wants. But that will be a sentiment tomorrow.
I haven't seen anything yet other than, you know, the usual ground of folks that we know marking out for Ricky Starks being in NXT.
The naysayers will come tomorrow because the naysayers know.
Yeah.
Let everybody get their excitement out, then go be the naysayer and then get your clicks. So that's what they do. I personally agree with Indy. I think it's good. I do know of at least Andrade, I don't know about anybody else, who's negotiated out of the 90-day no compete clause in the past. So it is possible, but they're paying you. It's not like they're not paying you for the no compete. Like, they're literally still paying you during that time frame. And the minimum is $250,000. So you break that down. I mean, they're still making a lot of money over those 90 days.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah, like, it's just crazy. Let's do this, right? 365 times. You're still getting $70,000. So doing all right. That's what many people make in a year, right? People would love to have 70 grand over 90 days. So it's just absurd. Another one for you, Patrick Dowd, that I want your thoughts on, and I'm not going to give my thoughts because I do want you to have your opportunity to give your thoughts.
Okay. I'll try not to cough.
So here is I'm going to give you the comment first. I can't say I'm too focused on anybody in TNA, but I don't like to say his name. I think we know who we're talking about. I'm not going to say his name. He just beat Dolph. I've beaten Dolph. So yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But as far as WWE being able to, like you said, they're always in their own sandbox. They never played well with others, as some might say. But I think this is huge. This is such an amazing opportunity for not only WWE, but for TNA. Let me fast forward. I'd love to show up in TNA. Why not? I'd love to go and take over. I went down to NXT and took over NXT. So why not go to TNA and take over TNA? This is the quote from Dominic Mysterio. And I can't think.
I've never seen part of that quote.
I can't think of a better person to send to TNA than Dominic Mysterio.
Dirty Dom in TNA? That'd be terrific. He'd fit so well.
Yeah.
There's so many of the talents there.
It would be amazing.
That's him, Russell Joe Hendry.
Right? That's okay. The main event of a TNA pay-per-view right there.
Right there.
You give right, Dominic Mysterio... You give Dominic Mysterio pay-per-view main event experience.
Yup.
That's a bigger win for Joe Hendry.
High reward.
That's a bigger win for Joe Hendry than anybody else on the roster in TNA because he already beat Nick Nemeth.
Right.
Like, it's just perfect. And what's crazy is in the quote, you'll appreciate this part. He talks about, I grew up watching all sorts of wrestling. My godfather, Conan, was an impactor in LAX, so I grew up on all of that. And those guys, seeing that, Suicide, Christopher Daniels, and all those guys. Christopher Daniels, the one guy he named, Patrick O'Dowd.
Hell yeah, he did.
Dominic Mysterio is the big Christopher Daniels mark. Look at that. So
as everyone should be.
Sign my ass up.
Miss you so much, Chris.
Sign me up for that, Patrick O'Dowd. Sign.
I think 100%. I think he is exactly the kind of crossover talent you send to TNA.
To absolutely
put on some shows, work some main events, do a pay per view.
Yeah,
maybe two.
And they tape like Thursday through the weekend. They don't even tape on Mondays. Like, it wouldn't hurt his schedule at all. I mean, at this point, now it's on my playlist, and now I'm going to hate it if they don't do it. Like,
I expect it to happen too. Yes.
It needs to happen. Taking it all. Settle the score. No, I will not take that loss. Taking it all. I love you so long. We also have the nose button.
Exactly. No pop.
So there we go. You know what? We have now been podcasting for 49 minutes. It is now 10:23 on the East Coast. I think Patrick O'Dowd has done a goddamn heroic job of being on this show today. He is anything but a little
bitch.
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 In fact, we need to acknowledge Patrick O'Dowd's effort. Because the man delivered. So Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist, WrestlingRealist, I'm at Greg DeMarco 404. The website is chairshot.com, at Chairshot Media for sports, for entertainment, for sports entertainment. Go out there, check out
thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I hope someday we can talk lovingly about Adam Cole again. But until that day comes.
Exactly. No pop.
All right, Patrick. Get out of here. Get some rest. Continue to feel better.
I'm good.
We will see you next week. But until then, next week, just like every other week, we'll continue to be banger.
After banger. After banger. After banger.
Of this program. So we thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Exactly, no pop.
If you're thinking about getting a new car, let me tell you about Byers Volkswagen. You can browse and shop entirely online at columbusvw.com or come visit us by the airport where our friendly brand specialists are ready to help. Right now, get a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan for 0% for 60 months. Come see why it's better to buy at Byers. Offer good on new 2024 Tiguan models. Offer to highly qualified customers who finance your Volkswagen credit for up to 60 months. See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/3/2025.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.